Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Charles Wesley Godwin, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Speaking there of that Seneca area, West Virginia, there's a little town there called Whitmer. It's real close by. And about 100 years ago was some of the last first-generation forests in the country, up on top of the Allegheny Mountains. So back in the early 20th century, there was a ton of logging camps up around there. And folks from all over the country came in there to work. And Whitmer was the town that tailored all of those workers. Whitmer had a saloon, a house with all the ladies of the night, and the guys would make all their money for a whole month, living up on the mountain, up on Rich Mountain and Torrey Mountain and Job and all, and then they'd go down to Whitmer and blow all their money. And I always heard stories from my granddad and my great uncles and all growing up about Whitmer, and they always told it to me like they'd heard it from somebody else. But, you know, they might have been covering up for some of their own running around back in their younger days. But I wrote a song about a scenario I think most certainly probably took place. It's called Whitmer Girl. Whitmer Girl, Whitmer Girl, I'm here with you to stay. Been working in a logging camp some Torrey Mountain way. I'll give you all I got tonight, you mean the world to me. Whitmer Girl, Whitmer Girl, take my hand and see. Whitmer girl, your roses smell so fine. Been dreaming of your subtleties for 30 long, long nights. Laying on this cushion board is giving me ideas. Go wake up the preacher man so you and I get hitched. I got a spot of land some 20 miles down the valley. With these two hands I'll build a home to make you happy. We won't fret a bit with rumors floating around this town. Whitmer girl, with you my soul is found. I got a spot of land some 20 miles down the valley. Hands out, build a home to make you happy. We won't fret a bit with rumors floating around this town. Whitmer girl, with you my soul is found. Whitmer girl, I'm here with you to stay. Been working in a logging camp up in Torrey Mountain way. I gave you all I got tonight, you mean the world to me. Whitmer girl, wait right here and see. Whitmer girl, just wait right here and see.
You know, it's really cool hearing you talk about being in Nashville and how fun it must have been to have people asking for particular tunes. Is that really the first time that that's happened for you?
Well, it's not the first time it's happened, but down there, yeah. Yeah, it was the first time I'd had a paid show. Multiple groups of people come out to see me, and they're yelling out songs.
Yeah, so the surprise, though, then was that you were in Nashville, and that was happening.
Yeah, on a Tuesday night, people came to see me. That's all right.
You know what else was really nice? To hear you talk about how you like your songs.
When I'm writing a song, Everything up till the point that it's finished is for me. I do that just to make myself happy. Like, I get this really, really happy feeling, and for whatever reason, a night's sleep makes that happy feeling go away, and then I wake up normal the next day. But I'm like elated with joy the day that I write and finish a song, that I finish one. I get this feeling, I don't know what it feels like for a carpenter to step back from a piece of furniture that he's made or a cabinet or something, but I have to imagine it's like some sort of similar feeling of there that is, that used to not be there, and now it's there, and I feel good about it. Every song that I ever play for people is one that I like, because there was a day at some point that I was really happy that I finished it. Another 10 to 2 on a weekend, my voice is worn and my hands are right. I've been singing these songs all night long, telling these folks about things gone wrong. My screaming, crying, cussing my heart echoes through the holler with a lonesome tone, with a lonesome tone. I'm just waiting on the boss to throw a few bills so I can fill up my tank, even my fill. Then I pack up my case and wear it. I'm trying to make it home for the morning sun, for the morning sun. And I do my best train for the rest of my days, despite the fact that it's short on pay. Cause I ain't no good at hammers and nails, at these songs they've a fortune on strings and bells, on strings and bells. Train for the rest of my days, despite the fact that it's short on pay. Cause I ain't no good at hammers and nails, at these songs they've a fortune on strings and bells, on strings and bells. I do my best train for the rest of my days, despite the fact that it's short on pay. Cause I ain't no good at hammers and nails, at these songs they've a fortune on strings and bells, on strings and bells, on strings and bells, on strings and bells. These songs save a fortune on strings and bells.
Yeah, there were a lot of your songs that I was looking forward to hearing tonight, but I think Sorry for the Wait might top my own personal list.
Yeah. Every single song on Seneca is somebody's favorite, one person or another. You know, that's what you always shoot for when you make an album, is
yeah.
that you don't have fillers. I never felt like any of them are fillers, but it just tends to work out that way with albums sometimes, where it's only like three songs or two songs that people go back to and listen to after some time has passed. And then there's some people that are like, I love every song on the album, but that Shrinks and Pills song, I just can't get down with it. And then there's other people that are like, I love that song. So, you know, I don't know. I think that's a good thing. Al and I, my producer and I, were joking about that the other day, that it's kind of funny that it worked out that way. That's that song in particular is two ends of the spectrum. There's not too much in between on it. I ran these hills since the day I could stand, and I heard the of mine since the year I turned 10. We got married and danced to Cannon Indy, and I held our baby with your eyes at 17. Kiss you goodbye beneath the December sky, and I walk to work through Monongah to the mine, through King Cole's Hall to the wall that I bind. That day cut short, ain't sparked by the divine. So don't go weeping so long. Melody of our song, as I'm back in the clay where I'll find you someday. Oh, my darling, sorry for the way. When you talking at me on or towards the mine, it's amazing how your voice echoes inside. When the winter breeze tugs at your hair, just know that it's me with a grin standing there. So don't go weeping so long. Sing the melody of our song, as I'm back in the clay where I'll find you someday. Oh, my darling, sorry for the way. Yes, I'm sorry for the way. Oh, darling, sorry for the way.
Thank you. Your father was a coal miner until you were born.
Yeah.
Is that right?
This is the way that he told it to me. Is when he was at West Virginia Wesleyan in Buchanan getting a sociology degree that he's never used. He ended up getting a mining engineering degree when he got older. I think everybody can agree, once you become an adult, you become a way better student. But when kids are 18 to 22, they don't really know. They may not be into what they're into, and I find that to be true. But anyways, he was either going to become a fighter pilot or become a coal miner. He'd given himself a time frame for the mines to call him, and it was down to the last week, and they ended up calling him. And he grew up very poor and all, and that time in the 70s, you made good money in the mines. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like stories of old with company script and all that. At that point, miners made a good living. They make a good living today, the ones that are working. So he went into the mines, and you know, he met my mom, and they started dating. And when they started dating, where my mom lives, there's no radio service. So she grew up not able really to listen to music, like she's because they didn't have any radio reception. Then and they still had the party line when they were dating there in the late 70s, and they used to have to speak in code to arrange their dates and all, because they knew all those old ladies around there were listening to them and get some gossip. And my dad worked very, very hard. My mom was a school teacher. My grandfather fought in Korea and came back and moved the family up to Canton, Ohio, where he worked for Ford Motor Company for a number of years and saved up money. And then they came back home and worked my grandmother's side of the family, their family store, and bought land and bought farms and got a cattle operation going. My other grandfather on the other side of the family is a Methodist preacher, preached all around the state.
On your mom's side?
Yeah, on my dad's side.
On your dad's side.
My mom's side was the Pharisees. Yeah. You know, my grandmother on the Godwin side, you know, was always by his side helping out at the church and stuff. And I grew up just spending a lot of time with both sides of my grandparents and my uncles taking me out on the farm, my dad and taking my brother and I fishing and hunting. And the sentiment of Seneca just came from home. Everything on that album relates to myself, my family, or you know, people in my community.
Hmm. Wrong place, wrong time's a phrase I'm attached to. Tis what old my stone on load of mama, cause it has to. There's moments when strife and life eats its grip on me. There's doors I've lived unknown to divinity. I try to see the beauty in every brew. I've been hunting these peaks and valleys for the spooky mew. It's gift unwrapped by all its weight of time. I can never go back and change this life that's mine. Pull me down from my mountain, flip my wings when I'm on top of the world, kick out the storm as I retire. High and low's all the same to me, girl. I can take it on. My heart is full, spilled and filled by the welling June. Pour it on, pour it on me. My mountain, clip my wings when I'm on top of the world, kick out the storm as I reach higher. High and low's all the same to me, girl. I can take it on. My heart is full, spilled and filled by the welling June. Pour it on, pour it on. Or it all me. Pour it on, pour it on me. Pour it on, pour it all me. Pour it on, pour it on me. Pour it on.
Charles and Wesley Godwin for being with us this evening.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys. I really appreciate everybody for coming out. It really means a lot to me.
Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington.
Charles, could we talk you into one more song?
Absolutely.
Let's give it up for Charles.
I got one in my hip pocket here for you.
In the spring of 1949, that's when I crossed the county line. It's there I saw in Seneca Green a girl named Ruth who washed her feet. I told her my name was R.C. Ferris, that I'd marry her with half a carrot. She said I do, but no stone can reach prettiest shine of this here green. Let's build a home by Seneca Green and raise ourselves a family. I'll work on the farm, you'll work the store. We'll have everything we'd ever hope for, with the top of a mountain above our heads and the roar of Seneca by the bed. Seneca Green. The mud was deep and the roads were wide. We'd retreat and then retake the line. Korean winters had torn me down and killed all the boys from my hometown. But I'm coming home, Ruth, my dear. I got money in my pocket, don't you fear. We'll build a life by Seneca Creek. You'll have everything you'll ever need. Let's build a home by Seneca Creek and raise ourselves a family. I'll work on the farm, you'll work the store. We'll have everything we'd ever hoped for, with the top of a mountain above our heads and the roar of Seneca by the bell. Seneca Green. And sure enough, the hard times came. You loved yours, I did the same. We made it through the winter's cold and many summers young and old. In 85, that creek did rise, but it only took the other side. Gandy, Norfolk, and South Branch too. The house still stood that I built for you. In 94 when you got sick, we'd make up trips for the hell of it. And take my hand, Ruth, my dear, I'll take you back to anywhere. It'll lie, all the hill up high, right beneath the mountain sky. Seneca Creek sings below. Atop the trees, it's a lonely crow. We built a home by Seneca Creek and raised ourselves a family. I worked on the farm, you worked the store. We had everything we'd ever hoped for. With the top of a mountain above our heads and the roar of Seneca by the bed, Seneca Green.
Thank you all very much. It was my pleasure.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Charles Wesley Godwin for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.